It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to Border Crossings and welcome to a Friday. We have a live guest in our studio. Saul Paul is joining us to talk about his latest music project. It's exciting. He's going to perform for us as well. Saul Paul is here. Let's check him out on Border Crossings.
Hey, I've been thinking about it's time to be the change. Ain't no doubt about it, it's time to be the change. Ain't no way around it if you're tired of the same. You want to see a difference, it's time to be the change. I've been thinking about it's time to be the change. Ain't no doubt about it, it's time to be the change. Ain't no way around it if you're tired of the same. You want to see a difference, it's time to be the change. Oh. You know it where I'm at. And my team always know I got their back. I hold it down, even in the clutch. Competition get loud, but I can make them hush. I'm like Steph Curry when he's shooting threes. LeBron in Cleveland when he's winning 2-3. I'm KD, I got mad ops. And when we win, then I get mad props. I represent, yeah, I do it for the squad. Do it in the game like I did it at the park. Got my fan with me and my peeps in the crowd. Like the song say, I'ma shine right now. I've been thinking about it's time to be the change. Ain't no doubt about it, it's time to be the change. Ain't no way around it if you're tired of the same. You wanna see a difference, time to be the change. I've been thinking about it's time to be the change. Ain't no doubt about it, it's time to be the change. Ain't no way around it if you're tired of the same. You wanna see a difference, time to be the change. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hi, this is Border Crossings. My name is Larry London, and on today's show, we welcome to Washington, D.C., and to our VOA studios a very special guest. He's on tour right now promoting a brand new project, and it's a very interesting story. He's an interesting guy, and he's got some interesting music to perform for us as well. Saul Paul is here in D.C. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. And first of all, what is Recap Raps? What's that about?
I do a lot of improvisational songwriting, fancy talk. Like jazz musicians, you know, they make up improvisational songs. I just do it with words. And so normally if you come to a Saul Paul concert, in addition to me performing songs that I've written, I take pride in being a songwriter. But in addition to the songs that I've labored over and written, I can spontaneously make up songs on the spot. And ESPN, South by Southwest, I was on America's Got Talent, did it at TED Talk. It became a crowd favorite. Like, I put on a whole show, and then I just throw in this little freestyle thing. And then I started doing the corporate conferences, mm-hmm. where they would bring me in, and there'd be like a keynote speaker who would speak, and I'd listen to him speak for an hour, and then in real time, recap what he spoke about, hitting the highlights and bullet points in a creative way.
How long have you been doing this, you know, kind of music, hip-hop, rap? Is this something you've done all your life? Or
I wrote my first song in 1999. Mm-hmm. I know because it was called Counting Down in that 99. I was a featured artist, but the group that invited me to be on the song, you know, back in 99, 2000, everybody thought the world would end. And so we wrote this song about Counting Down in 1999. That's how I can remember that one. But I put out my first album in 2003. Mm-hmm. And I've been a full-time musician and artist since then.
And you play a lot of different instruments. I mean, one of the things you do is you beatbox.
I beatbox,
you know, so you can make all these great sounds, which saves money on hiring a band.
Percussion, yeah, it makes it easy to travel.
You play the guitar.
I do. I fell in love with the classical acoustic specifically. I love the nylon strings. I love the sound. I think it's a great contrast. A friend told me, I'm from Austin, Texas, the live music capital, and it's... It being the live music capital and me being primarily a hip hop artist, I would just rap. You know, traditionally in rap, you could have just play songs and play music in the background and rap over it, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. Or you have a DJ who plays and you rap over it. But in Austin, the audiences wanted a little bit more because they were accustomed to live bands and whatnot. And honestly, it was kind of condescending some audiences, some people, because they'd be like, I'm like, oh, I'm an artist. And they're like, yeah, like what do you play? And I was like, I'm a rapper. And they'd be like, oh. And I was like, hey. And so anyway, it started off as just personal pride. Like, I want to learn how to play an instrument because people act like that's so different. And it was quite challenging. I picked up the acoustic guitar, classical acoustic, and it took some years. But after it clicked, by that time, I fell in love with it.
Wow.
And then I mixed it with, you know, rapping on top of it and created my own lane called acoustic hip hop. and discovered the loop pedal, which allowed me to be spontaneous and create my own percussion on the spot and engage and interact with the audience. Mm-hmm. And just that's where I am.
You don't typically see acoustic guitar at a rap hip hop concert. You just wouldn't.
No,
you wouldn't expect that.
Yeah, you have to differentiate. You know, I mentor a lot of young artists, and mm-hmm. You have to find out how to differentiate and then stay true to you at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's something that I often share. So for me, it was perfect because I was still just doing what I do. Mm-hmm. I would initially take songs that were written for a beat, a regular rap song, and then I would rap the same song over the guitar, and it just widened up my audience, and mm-hmm. people were able to, it made the music more accessible.
Now, we're broadcasting to a diverse audience in many, many, many parts of the globe. In some parts, hip-hop, rap music, very popular. Mm-hmm. All throughout Africa, I get a lot of requests for. But then there's other parts of the world where hip-hop, rap music doesn't translate well and hasn't been as popular because it's, you know, they speak another language and they don't quite get what's going on in the music. And you and I were talking about, before we started the interview, that, you know, a lot of rap gets a bad rap because of the nature of the language, the words, the anger in the music, the profanity in the music. So, I mean, you've chosen to go in a different direction with it.
I have. I would like to say that what's pretty profound is that rap became this global phenomenon. Honestly, what really blows my mind is like an American who started off listening to hip hop, and you know, I'm from the South, and hip hop started on the East Coast, and then it made its way to Texas and mm-hmm. the West Coast and everywhere else. So we feel like it's personal and to us, but as I've traveled the world and been to France or Germany or Africa, and it's like people love hip hop and they even have their own version of it now. Like I'm listening to hip hop where I don't understand the words. Not because I don't understand the genre, but I just don't speak the language. But sure. They've taken it and they've owned it. So it's cool to see how it became this global phenomenon. But at the same time, what I did with rap was like music was like really spoke to my soul. Mm-hmm. And I listen to a lot of music, and people often defend the music, and they say it's a reflection of the culture and the community. And that's great, but that's just no different than the media. I mean, that's a one-sided view. Like, life is much more robust than just, to quote you, like, the anger or the angst or animosity or profanity. And that, like, that's a one-sided view. So what I wanted to do, what I've always done is just make music that reflects me. There was a time when that represented me to a T. And now that doesn't. You know, I've matured. I've grown. That's not how I move. That's not what I do now. That's not how I speak. And so I make music that reflects that. And I'm about, like, being the change. I'm about entertainment, inspiration, and empowerment. Mm,
that's
and
great.
So that's what's reflected in my music. And so what I did was create an album for young people. You know, specifically, I took my most popular songs and I remixed them. And I featured young artists. It's called We Dream in 3D. Because I believe that young kids deserve to have some music that they could call their own. Some good hip hop minus all the junk.
I like that. That's very good. Very profound. We Dream in 3D.
We Dream in 3D.
That's a cool name for an album. All right, Saul Paul, would you mind doing some music for us?
We'd love I will. I'll do a song that's featured. I originally wrote it acoustic, like I'm about to perform it. And then what I did for my new album, I remixed it and created some production around it. Sounds wonderful. And featured a young artist named Alexia. Mm-hmm. She's on the album and whatnot. But I'll just strip it back down and do an acoustic version today.
This is a raw version of a raw CD.
There it is.
Saul Paul is live here on the Voice of America.
Destiny, hard work and the planet, that's a recipe for success that'll launch you where them blessings be. The road to riches though, that's where them testers be. But I'm focused that you're not stressing me. A lot of pride plus a lot of confidence, and my job is to see what is not obvious. As a pioneer and entrepreneur, so I'ma work it out till it's smoother than velour, for sure. I gotta make it to the finish line. I got my second win, and now it's finish time. It's like spinach time, and I am Popeye. Stop short? No, not I. Rise, rise, and open your eyes. Now is the time for you to shine, yeah. Say rise, rise, and open your eyes. Now is the time for you to shine, yeah. Now put your hands in the sky, waving side to side. We ain't going nowhere, we just waving bye-bye. To all of the haters, to all the haters, to all of the haters. Say holla, see you later. Put your hands in the sky, waving side to side. We ain't going nowhere, we just waving bye-bye. To all of the haters, to all the haters, to all of the haters. Say holla, see you later. Rise, rise, and open your eyes. Now is the time for you to shine, yeah. Rise, rise, and open your eyes. Now is the time for you to shine, yeah.
All right. Woo! I like it. Sounding great. It's all Paul.
Hey.
Live here and freestyling. You can, I understand you have the ability to just take any subject and just go with it and make a song out of it.
That's it.
You can just take it and run. Can I give you something to work with?
Yeah, you want to do one now?
Yeah. All I'm right. Not going to do it with you, though. You don't want to hear me. But let's just take, how about, I don't know, give me something. Give me Washington, D.C., Voice of America.
Okay. Huh. So what I'll do, I'll talk you through it, right? And what'll be cool, what'll make this even interesting is as I'm performing, you can throw a word out there just like, it's kind of like cooking, you just throw some ingredients in, I'll mix it up on the go. So here, but first, let's make some music. Let me see. Turn me on in the morning. Turn me on in the morning. Okay. So I did that.
That's, I like that.
Right. Anyway, let me see. Okay. Let me see. So DC and Saul Paul live at BOA. Hatred gotta go. DOA, I left Texas, came to D.C. You can call me Saul Paul, you can call me S.P. Call him Mr. Lennon, call him L Square. We doing our things, and we doing it right here. Nope, I won't stop, haters better beware. I'm hip to be square, that's the spot right now, tell me your word.
Holla.
So I can put it in and drop like a bird. He said holla, ending with an A. When I leave here, I'm going to the V.A., Arlington. In Texas, it's Harlingen. I show love. Ain't no need to harm them men. All the time, we gon' build them up. What's another word that I should say while I build it up?
Peace.
Peace. And he said it on the beat. I'm chunking the deuce. Sugar, the flow is sweet. Magnifique. Different and unique. That's what that is. I got that fuego. That's heat. I speak a little Spanish. We gon' keep it international. No hatred. No need for no bashing scores. Instead, we speak it from the heart. Put it in your cardiac. Fill it up with art. What's next?
Love.
Love. That's not only above. It's also inside. Show it to your neighbor. Like Baskin Robbins. I got many flavors. What's next?
Compassion.
If you keep it going. Compassion. I show that when I'm flowing. Talking to the children. That's just the youth. Only thing I ever tell them is the truth. I tell them they can be the change and they can shine. But it only comes when you work hard and you grind. Tell me now, what's really on your mind?
Heart.
And it's still going down. Heart. I think he said that. If he didn't, I just did. Yeah, I meant that. Made it like a pill. I'm gonna keep it down south where they say true and trill. That's real. Tell me what the deal. One more time before we conclude so I can be ill.
Global.
Global. Check it out. I could blow just like Chernobyl. I shine like a strobe wheel, bright like the light. I'm going to end it now because I could do this all night. But do it all morning, though it's night somewhere. I'm Saul Paul and Mr. Landon. We all up in here. Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. All right. That is amazing.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
That is amazing.
You were good, though. Like, throwing those words in, I was like, it's throwing me off.
I was back in school. There was a test I had to pass. Saul Paul's here. So tell me about the name, Saul Paul. When you're all in the names, what's up with the name Saul Paul?
Yeah, it's funny. I want to say, well, if you're a rapper, you know, you have to have a name. Yeah, like, you should have a stage name. But it's not that way anymore. Most people go by, like, their real names now. But my name, Saul Paul, came from the Bible. Mm-hmm. Right, like in the Holy Bible, there's this character. He's like globally known, regardless how you feel about faith or whatever, right? But the Apostle Paul, and the Apostle Paul, before his name was Paul, his name was Saul. When he was Saul, he was a bad person. He did bad things, and then one day he met Jesus, and his life changed. And then he became a man of God. And then he went from Saul to Paul. Myself, I could relate to that because before I started, I'm an artist and an advocate. I want to be like Mr. Harry Belafonte when I grow up, make great music and make great change in the world. Mm-hmm. But before I became a positive individual who wanted to encourage and inspire others, I was self-focused and kind of just doing what I knew in my community. And in my community, I grew up in the ghetto. I grew up in one of the worst ghettos and one of the worst cities in America, one of the North Houston, Texas. And, you know, in my neighborhood, they did bad things, and I did what they did in my neighborhood. It didn't help that I didn't have any positive influence. Like, my mom died when I was 3 years old. My dad, I never met him in my life. But I had an awesome – I was in foster care. Had an awesome grandmother, though. She swooped in, and she adopted me. She raised me as her own. The problem was she was old when I was young. She was slow. I was fast. She was soft-hearted, one of your words, right? She was soft-hearted, and I was hard-headed. So I kind of grew up doing what I wanted to do. She gave me a house full of love, but I took advantage of it and, you know, I just ran with my friends in my neighborhood and made a lot of bad choices. So many bad choices, I got arrested by the FBI when I was 17 years old. By the time I was 20, I was convicted of 4 felonies and sent to the Texas State Penitentiary. Mm. But as I sat in the state penitentiary, I realized that it wasn't my circumstances that landed me there. It was my choices. And I realized that because it was my choices, well, I was empowered. I could change those because I'd been making bad choices, so I had bad results. And I realized if I made better choices, I'd get better results. And around that same time is when I went from Saul to Paul. And long story short, I developed a vision. And I was like, you know what? I want to get out of prison. I want to go to college. I dreamed the impossible, ultimately. I was in the penitentiary, and I dreamed about going to one of the best colleges in America, the prestigious University of Texas at Austin. And I was like, I want to get out of prison. I want to go to college. I want to make music and media and change the world. Like the entire world, 7 billion people. That's my goal. And I dreamed it up while I was sitting on a prison bunk in a prison cell. And I ended up getting out of prison. I got accepted to the prestigious University of Texas at Austin. I graduated with a 4.0. So I was locked up for 4 felonies. So I went from 4 felonies to a 4.0. And I mean, look, I'm from Texas. I'm in D.C. on a global radio station right now, literally living my dream.
Twist of fate. The irony is just amazing. And what a story. My gosh. Were you rapping and freestyling before all of this came down, before prison?
I was not. I was consuming music. Uh-huh. That's one reason why I'm gifted at music. That's why I do it. But before, at this point in life, I didn't know that. At this point in life, all I did was listen to music, and I saw how it influenced me. That's why I don't give hip-hop or any other genres, really, honestly. I think if you really become media literate and if you really understand lyrics and whatnot, there's a lot of negative influences in all types of music. But the hip-hop I was listening to was definitely negative. And what I did was I did what my idols rapped about, and I went to prison. So, like, when people want to, lots of people like to debate. Oh, it's just music or it's just this. I'm like,
right.
I'm just talking from my life. Like, I did what my favorite rappers rapped about, and I went to prison. But that was the part of the story that was missing.
Right,
like,
because
they told the whole story, like, you know, like, I'm out here, I'm struggling, I got to make it happen. I did this, I did that to get this. And it was like, yeah, but they didn't say, I went to prison. Or even when they go to prison, they rap about it like it was some fairy tale. And, you know, I'm talking to young people all the time, and I think I was performing for a few hundred youth right before Thanksgiving, some urban youth, disadvantaged, quote-unquote disadvantaged youth. And I remember talking to them, and I asked the room, like, how many of you know somebody that's been to jail, just in jail or been to jail and got out, and like 85% of the room raised their hand.
Wow.
And but these kids have a different perception, just like me, of what jail, what prison is like. I'm like, you know what people do in jail? And they're young kids, elementary school. And they're like, what? And I'm like, they cry. And it's so, kids are so expressive. They're like, whoa, like, why? And I'm like, because, like, next, like, just maybe Monday or whatever, right? Thursday is Thanksgiving. And I'm like, because on Thursday, they'll be sitting in prison thinking about how they can't be here with you, how their daughter's in the, how they're locked up and they can't spend time with their daughter or their son or their grandmother or their mom. And that's the part of life. That's the part of the story that, you know, the culture didn't usually tell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like me, I like to tell the whole story. So whether you know, I made a children's album where it was like I want them to have good music without all the junk, but when I make music for my adult peers, I like to tell the whole story. Mm. You know,
and you do so many things and you do them so well. You're an actor, you have an autobiography and it's a film, and you all wrote a book, which is, you know, about your life and your story.
It is. I've written two books. I have a new one that accompanied my new children's album, We Dream in 3D. It's
okay.
A book called Rise, based on the song that I just performed.
Wow.
The chorus of that song, Rise, Rise, Open Your Eyes, Now Is the Time for You to Shine. And I wrote another book that was based on a song I wrote called Tower to Tower, and it was based on the lyrics. And the songwriter in me, like, when I write a lyric, I mean, every word, every syllable, every consonant, every vowel, like, is significant. It's there for a reason. And so it's cool when people listen to music because it can speak to your spirit, speak to your soul. You can feel it. At the same time, I'm like, but did you hear that? And so the artist in me was like, so I took the lyrics, printed them out, annotated them, and explained what each lyric meant. And it became a curriculum that's taught in schools. But the book that's actually about my life, I never wrote that. I made a movie about my life. And I was like, well, I'll tell my story through my music. So if you really want those details, just listen to my music. But I was persuaded by a publisher or a literary agent to go ahead and, like, write my story. And so I've been working on that for the last year. And here in the next couple of weeks, it'll be done. And sometime next year, get to go to the world. So I'm excited to share that.
If you could pick who stars as Saul Paul in your story on the big screen, who would you pick? Who's going to be Saul Paul? Who are you going to give that role to?
That's a great question. Wow. I have no answer.
He's the man with all the answers?
Yeah, I know. Like, that's why I don't mind boldly saying what I believe, because I really believe it. And when I don't know, I'm like, I don't know.
Well, Childish Gambino is one of the hot actors now. I mean, he's
the
coming.
ATL series is awesome.
Yes.
I just binge-watched that over the holidays.
He's got two Emmys for it.
Right. Like, that's epic. I love it. He's another individual who, whereas, you know, he used his gifts, his talent, his art to impact the culture positively and not just redefine how how artists are perceived and whatnot.
Like Common and a lot of people who are doing good things.
Wow.
Yeah. Good stuff going on there. Saul Paul is with us. You're tuned to Border Crossings, and so you're on tour right now? Is this
I'm
a tour?
Right now, yep.
And performing around the world, or is this just in the U.S.? What's the plan?
This tour is the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
I flew out of Austin, flew to D.C., did an interview yesterday. It's cool. Well, it was SiriusXM.
Okay.
Which was huge.
I've heard of them.
Yeah. I'd mentioned it, but I had to realize, okay, cool. There's no competition here.
No.
So that was a big deal for me. I was actually telling, I did an interview after it was over, like, for our website. And that was kind of like back in the day when, you know, you watch TV and people hear themselves on the radio, mm-hmm. right? They're saying, oh, my God, we're on the radio. That's cool. Like, I've been on the radio before, but as an independent touring musician, I travel quite a bit. So I get on the plane, I fly somewhere, I go to the rental car spot, I get a rental car. The rental car has XM radio
there
in it.
There it is.
No matter where I go, and it's cool because I always have the access to the same channels. So that was pretty cool to actually be at the SiriusXM headquarters, and I did a special and highlighted the new album. So that was very cool.
Hmm.
But the rest of this tour is me. I'm doing some stuff with the Boys and Girls Club here in D.C. Whenever I travel, I make sure that I'm always performing for young people,
mm-hmm.
not just to give back. That's kind of like my primary. I'll be playing some club shows as well. It'll be here in D.C., then Philly, and then New York City for an awesome event called Civics Day. It's part of an organization called Generation Citizen, where they teach civics to middle school and high school students. And that's significant because that's really not taught and it's overlooked, and it's really just not that exciting to the average person.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not a student. Like, why do I care about government or care about making a change in my community? Next week I'll I'll perform there and play a part in the festivities.
Mm. Do you get to play the White House, or have you been invited to do anything like that here in D.C.?
The last time I was here was May. Mm-hmm. Haven't played the White House yet. I performed at the U.S. Capitol in May on the West Lawn.
Wow.
On the way over here, as I was taking my ride share over here, I drove past, and I'm looking to the right, and I see the monument.
Right.
I see the monument. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Washington Monument.
Washington Monument. Yeah, I try to. That's so vague.
That's the monument.
Yeah, right.
The stick, the needle.
There it is. Right. So I'm looking to the right, and I'm like, oh, look, there's the monument. And then I happen to look to the left, and I'm like, oh, snap, there goes the U.S. Capitol.
That's
and
it.
Then my wife was with me, and she's like, that's where you performed at when we were here in Maine. I'm like, oh, snap, like, yeah, like right there. So, yeah, that was a pretty monumental moment. I like to keep myself, I don't ever want to lose this feel of, like, man, I'm living my dream. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like you mentioned earlier, I think we were off air, right? Like Aretha Franklin, Taylor Swift, Adele, mm-hmm. Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers. These are amazing artists that have that have changed the face of our of music and culture and influenced the world, and they've sat in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's pretty crazy. I'm just like this little boy from the ghetto who grew up in foster care that went to the penitentiary that now has a passport, and I mean, performed at the U.S. Capitol. And, yeah, wow. I performed globally as well. I'll be going on an international tour this summer, the second one, to Europe, France, and Germany, mm-hmm. Norway, I believe it is. But, yeah, I mean, even the book right now, the title I'm kicking around is called From Parole to Passports.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
I like
to be
that.
On parole, and now I got a passport.
Now you got a passport.
It's pretty amazing.
That you have a great story. I know you're a motivational speaker, and you are very motivational, and you have a great story, and you've turned an unfortunate situation into a very positive message. There and that's go. Wonderful. And I know you work with a Grammy winning producer on the album, We Dream in 3D.
I did. I was hoping that this most recent album would garner its own Grammy. That was really the goal. Just like with these kids, that's mm-hmm. the biggest deal with these young people. I want them to know. Often I consult, I'm speaking to kids and empowering them all the time, but I'm always dealing with youth leaders, people that deal with young people. And one of the biggest questions that they have is, like, how do we engage these kids? How do we impact them? Because, you know, if you live long enough, you actually have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they have the right heart. And so they want to give back to the kids. And they're like, well, how do I connect? How do I get them to hear me? And I think one of the things that we do as humans, mm-hmm. we all broadcast on WIIFM, WIIFM, What's In It For Me. And I think when you want to motivate a kid, when you want to reach a youth, when you really want to reach anybody, but a kid specifically, talk to them not about why they should do something because how it'll benefit them from your perspective of what's good, but speak to them from their perspective. Like, here's what's in it for you. And so I'm talking to young people, and I'm like, I know, right? You're anxious. You're 12 years old. You're 8 years old. You're 14 years old. And it's like people are telling you how you can be successful. And you're like, yeah, but I'm living now. I don't really, like 4 years from now, 6 years from now, I can't even imagine what that's like.
Hmm.
And I'm like, well, cool. Well, you can shine right now. You can rise and you can live your dream now. And so that's why that was another reason why I created the album. It featured young people so that they could experience life now. And it was cool because I've had some of the artists that are featured on the album travel to New York City and play shows with me and perform in front of 50,000 people at another show, because I just bring them along as I do what I do. And so one more box I wanted to check off was Grammy nominated or Grammy award winning. I don't think that was going to happen on this album unless they have like a Moonlight moment, because the nominations just came out. But yeah, it's been great because they've been able to experience that.
They need a write-in category is what they need. There you go.
There it is. So I'm going to keep the main thing, which is I like this. I don't really focus on awards, though I've won a bunch of cool ones. Like,
oh, yeah, you got a whole list of them. I was looking at all these awards.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But I think that happens when you focus on what you should focus, to make the main thing. Mm. As an artist, I think the industry tries to compel me to care about streaming, like mm-hmm. Spotify streams and mm-hmm. whatnot. But I can't help it. My heart is more about how to modify dreams.
All right. Well, we're going to let you do some more music because that's what you do. And, boy, what a great story you have. I don't want to miss the stories, but I want to also give us a chance to hear some live music with Saul Paul since you're here on Border Crossings. We're putting you to work.
So this next song I'll do is you got me all emotional and whatnot, talking about, we're telling stories and whatnot. My goal is to be awesome. Like, I won't be coy about that. My goal is to be great. But the reason why is because my grandmother, her name was Pearlie Collins. Everybody called her Big Mama. I just called her Mama. She was the only mama that I knew. And so I wrote a song about her. She's the reason why I do what I do. So now's an appropriate time to do this song. Textbooks. Now I'm living good. Look at how them checks look. She taught me about love. She taught me about life. Show me what was wrong and tell me what was right. Then she let me live my life. But I made mistakes. She still showed me love, so I guess she taught me grace. She taught me about faith and family. And home should be a place of peace, even in the calamity. She taught me straight, this world is a sanity. But once I make it out the trap, oh, what a man I'll be. Well, I made it, mama. Wish you could see me now. I got the world watching, cause I'm straight gleaming now. I did good, it's cause she did better. This is not a song, it's a love letter, yeah. Mama, mama, I'ma be everything you saw in me. True, you were gone. Don't get it confused, this is not a sad song. I've been shining oh so bright, simply cause you raised me right. And your game is so much game. I'ma make sure the whole world say your name. P-E-A-R-L-I-E. A column is columns. May she rest in peace. See, she be why I be me. Mama raised the monster, left the world with a beast.
Can we agree? There's nothing like your mother's hug, your mother's love, your mother's rub. When you hungry, what's better than mama's grub? Acting bad, moving fast, mama's tug. She pull your shirt tail, yeah, she slow you down. But always lift you up, never hold you down. And when she speak, you always know the sound. That's the reason she the queen, she forever hold a crown. That's how Pearlie was, that's what mom's is like. But it's always 2020 when it's hindsight. When she was round, I took her for granted. Now she's nowhere to be found on the entire planet. But it's all Gucci, I turned out alright. She the reason why I'm shining in this limelight. I did good, it's cause she did better. This is not a song, it's a love letter, yeah. Mama, mama, I'ma be everything you saw in me. True, you were gone. Don't get it confused, this is not a sad song. I've been shining oh so bright, simply cause you raised me right. Yeah, and you gave me so much game. I'ma make sure the whole world say your name. P-E-A-R-L-I-E. A column is columns. May she rest in peace. See, she be why I be me. Mama raised the monster, left the world with a beast.
Very nice. Very nice. I'm sure she'd be proud. She's looking down on you. She's very proud. I'm sure
Thank
of that.
You.
Saul Paul is our guest here on Border Crossings. So your mom passed when you were three. Do you have any memories of mom?
I do. A few, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like literally a couple, like two specific mm-hmm. memories of my mom. And it's weird because I have the memory of like when I was at my grandmother's house the night my mom died. And it's crazy because I can remember the phone call that she received. I remember like it being like early, like like 3 a.m. or so, and sleeping in the bed with her and her getting up and just this one side of the phone conversation and her being like, yes, and yes. And it was just a bunch of yes, no's, and a scream. And like, I can even like fill in the blanks now. It's probably like, Miss Collins, you have a daughter? Or Miss Collins, yes, you have a daughter, yes. Named Maple, Maple Lee Neal. Yes, she was in an accident. No, she didn't survive. And that's when she screamed, dropped the phone. Mm. And it's so crazy because I can also remember the funeral. And it was so cliche because it was raining that day, right? Like anytime there's a funeral scene in a movie, it's always raining. But this was my real life, mm-hmm. and I remember it raining. Mm. I remember, I don't know, just being young as I look back, like the sky cried that day. Mm. But my grandmother was awesome and amazing. She was 65 years old, raising a 3-year-old. She had already raised 16 kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so for her to be like done and then like come off the bench
and then you
like,
come along.
One more.
One
yeah.
more.
Change the direction of my life.
Mm. Now, do you have children?
No children yet. Been married for close to 12 years.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever worry about being a dad, saying, well, I didn't have a dad. I want to do this right. Does that cross your mind?
Yes. That's crossed my mind often. Mm-hmm. But I'm a person of faith, and it's crazy. I think the only reason I've survived with my sanity, having been through what I've been through, is my strong faith in God. I have this relationship with God, and he's been a great father to me. And so in that process, I think I'll just mimic how he's treated me when I raise my child, because he's definitely taking care of me.
Mm. Well, you are very positive, and you give off positivity, and it's such a pleasure to meet you and to have you here. You know, I want you to come back because there's so many more stories to tell, so much more
so
to
much.
Say, and so much more music to perform.
I'm sure you'll have more words the next time I see you.
Well, it's wonderful to meet you, Saul Paul, and the tour continues. Now, people want to get your album, or they want to read about you, or find out more about you. What are where do they find you? The
it's
sites?
It's easy. We try to simplify it. In one of my songs, I say, I used to be in prison eating ramen noodle packs, because like that's a common food in prison.
Right.
And now I've done a show where Google's at. Like, I've actually performed at Google headquarters. But the reason why I bring that up is because I made it easy to find me. So if anybody can Google or just if you can remember my name, Saul Paul, SaulPaul. That's my website, SaulPaul.com. All the socials, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, whatever they make in the future, everything is Saul Paul. And my email is simple. It's SaulPaul@SaulPaul.com.
And there's no space between Saul Paul.
I have a skit on my album about that. Thank you for clarifying that. I don't prefer to be called Saul. If people crack that joke, I better call Saul. Like, just call me Saul Paul, honestly. But yeah, it's Saul Paul is one word, two capitals.
Well,
no space.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
What a pleasure to meet you. Saul Paul is our guest. We Dream in 3D is the name of the new album. My name is Larry London, and this is Border Crossings.
In your eyes, there's a heavy blue. One to love and one to lose. Sweet divine, the heavy truth. Why do I want? Don't make me choose. I wanna feel the way that we did that summer night. Drunk on a feeling, alone with the stars in the sky. I've been running through the jungle. I'm looking for love.
to you, to get to you, to get to you.
Larry London on VOA1's Border Crossings.
Crossings, Voice of America. That is Bryan Adams. And everything I do it for you. And everything we play for you. And Bijan Dazz checked in from Assam, India, to request that song for his wife, Moon Moon. He said it's our first anniversary this weekend. So happy anniversary to Bijan and to his wife, Moon Moon. And I thank you for listening. We also heard music for Edward Asukwo, who's tuned into Border Crossings and wanted to hear Selena Gomez's latest with Marshmallow and a song called Wolves. Stand by for our holiday CD giveaway. That's coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, we've got music by request for Naka Emanuels and his friend Mercy. This is Mariah Carey on Border Crossings for Nigeria.
should've held on tight. I never should've let you go. I didn't know nothing. I was stupid. I was foolish. I was lying to myself. I couldn't have fathomed I would ever be without your love. Never imagined I'd be sitting here beside myself. Cause I didn't know you, cause I didn't know me, but I thought I knew everything. I never
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Border Crossings. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody around the world. That request for Boney M is from Karuna Kanta Paul, who is listening to us in West Bengal, India, and wrote in for that request and said, "Hi, I listen all the time. It's dedicated to my son, Sanjaban, who is in Calcutta. So thank you very much. Feliz Navidad, Boney M on Border Crossings." My name is Larry London, and our CD prize package in our December to Remember has just gotten bigger, courtesy of Saul Paul, who has given us a few copies of his new CD, We Dream in 3D. So we're adding the We Dream in 3D CD, along with the Frank Sinatra Ultimate Christmas, the Now That's What I Call a Merry Christmas, Lindsey Stirling's Warmer in the Winter, and the Trolls Holiday Collection for our contest right now on Border Crossings. So now we're up to five CDs for your stocking stuffer. And today, our lucky listener of the day is Jonathan Kempster in London. Jonathan Kempster's a longtime listener, he says, in London, and he wants to say hi to his wife, who is turning 55 tomorrow. And he said she's loyally supported me in marriage for 25 of those 55 years. So happy birthday, Allison, from your husband, Jonathan Kempster. And enjoy your weekend in London. Enjoy your CD prize package just for listening to Border Crossings. Don't forget, you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London, and register for our CD giveaway. It's a December to Remember CD giveaway, which goes on for a couple more weeks here in December. You can also make your requests and dedications heard. It is facebook.com/VOA Larry London. You can also send an email to bordercrossings@voa.gov. I want to thank you for tuning in today. Again, thank you to Saul Paul for joining us on the program. Very interesting story. You'll be able to check out the archive version of that show today once we put it up there in about an hour at voanews.com. Click on Radio Broadcast Schedule, then go to Border Crossings, and you'll find the show. And thank you so much for listening. What a great week. We had a lot of fun this week. And also thank you to Lindsey Stirling, who was on the show yesterday. Thank you, Wagner, our engineer, Felicia, our director today. And thanks to you for tuning in to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Have a safe weekend. We'll catch you again on Monday's show right here at 1500 Universal. This is Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network.
But you know what we need?
On Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.
Now listen up.